Hello, Internet, and welcome to a She Builds Games video. My name is Sarah, and this is a video about demystifying Construct 2. If this is you... Yeah, I've been thinking about making my own games. I would like to. I'm going to teach myself at some point. I have ideas. Then today's your lucky day! If you've heard good things about Construct 2, but just haven't jumped into it yet, keep watching. I hope that after this you realize that making games does not have to be a very intimidating process. So you've heard of Construct 2, and you're interested, but these complicated tools can be overwhelming. Here's the scoop. Construct 2 is a free drag-and-drop game maker. It creates two-dimensional games that run right in the web browser using HTML5. It allows anyone to build games, no programming required. And best of all, once your games are published to the web, nobody has to download anything to play them. They're wonderfully accessible right in the web browser. The games you make can run anywhere, such as Mac, Linux, or iPads. But to use the editor itself, you have to be running Windows. All right, let us begin. I'm going to walk you through the discovery, download, and installation process chronologically, step by step. So here we are on the friendly neighborhood internet, and you're feeling your creative juices flowing. If you're a beginner and you have the itch to make a game, you should know that it's time to go to gamesareforeveryone.com. This is a curated list of useful resources all gathered in one place. If you want to start making games, you can start today all by yourself. And we know it sounds intimidating, so here are some good starting points for total newbies. Sorting Hat is also an amazing list of resources that I want to direct your attention to today. If you wish you could make a game but you have no idea how you get started, or if you've never coded a day in your life and you feel overwhelmed trying to teach yourself, then you're in luck. This interactive guide is meant for people with no budget and no experience whatsoever in making games or programming. Let's get started with figuring out which tool to begin with. What kind of game do you want to make? Something 2D like Zelda, Mario, Bejeweled, or any other 2D game not listed below? Let's click on this option. There are a ton of different frameworks that will cater to you, unless you're a Linux user, but if you are, I'm sure you're used to that by now. The ones that I personally suggest for total beginners are Construct 2 for Windows only, Game Maker that's Windows only, and Stencil for Windows, Mac, and Linux. Construct 2 is my personal favorite. It allows you to easily make games that export to HTML sites, standalone programs, and all kinds of things. The free version of Construct 2 does have some limitations, but for your first game, you tend to be unlikely to hit them. Construct 2 also comes prepackaged with an incredibly useful tutorial that I highly suggest following, as well as a few example games that you can tweak and mess around with to get the feel of it. Alright, enough jibber-jabber. Let's click on the words Construct 2 and go to www.skira.com/construct2. This is the place to download the program. Maybe you've visited this website many times already, telling yourself that you were going to download Construct 2. Maybe you even clicked through some screenshots, but the real product remains shrouded in mystery. Well, the procrastination stops here. We're going to go to this website, download Construct 2, install it, and then look at the pricing structure. Scroll down and click on the big green download button to begin. It'll take you to a form where you can fill out some information about yourself, but down here at the bottom it asks if you want to run or save Construct 2, revision 206, setup.exe, or at whatever time you're installing this and watching this video, it'll be a different revision of the software, with a higher number perhaps. You want to click on Run, and it'll start telling you a percentage and a time estimate for how long it will take to download this. What it's doing now is automatically starting the download. This lowercase r in front of a number is explaining what revision of Construct 2 you're downloading. You won't be able to edit products that were created with a larger revision number. For example, if I have revision 199, I can't revise anything that was made with 206. This takes up about 121 megabytes of data on your machine. Now it's running a security scan and asking if I want to allow the following program to make changes to this computer. I want to click on yes because I know that it's from Skira. And it pops up the setup wizard. This is the Construct 2 setup wizard. It will install Construct 2 with the current revision on my computer. To begin, I click on next. To move forward in the setup wizard, you have to click on I accept the end user license agreement, but this is just talking about granting of a license, description of other rights and limitations, termination, copyright infringement, warranties, and limitation of liability. This is a product that you can pay money for to use, but like I said earlier, if you're just a beginner, you can usually get away with the free version. So we click on Accept and hit Next. You select the destination of where Construct 2 should be installed in your machine. It's okay for it to go to Program File / Construct 2 on my machine. I'm going to click on Next. This screen wants to auto-detect what kind of computer you have to see if you're running 32-bit or 64-bit architecture. You may manually tell it to install 32-bit or 64-bit if you'd like to explicitly tell it what your architecture is, but I've never had a problem choosing auto-detect. I'm going to click Next. Would you like to create a desktop icon that lives on your desktop? It's a matter of personal preference. Click Next. And it says it's ready to install. The setup is now ready to begin installing Construct 2 on your computer. Click Install to continue with the installation. And now we wait. Please wait while setup installs Construct 2 on your computer. Do, 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 do. When the installation is finished, the completing the Construct 2 setup wizard gives you a few more options. You can check for graphics driver updates. It says it's recommended, but if you know you have the latest graphics driver, you can deselect this box. But let's click on Launch Construct 2 and hit Finish. And here we have it! The Construct 2 program is living on our computer and it's ready to go. You've installed the free edition, which should be good for beginners, but maybe if you want to earn some money on your game, you might consider buying a license for Construct 2. I'm going to ignore this for now. And here we have the start page with the famous big bug alien and the pig in the catapult and all of these wonderful characters. I'm going to maximize the window so I have some more room to look around. A lot of the times when you get to this stage, you've downloaded the program already, it's on your computer and you own it, but you've never really opened up a new project. You just sort of get overwhelmed by all the buttons and dials and gizmos and doodads. So here we're going to push past the overwhelming phase of a blank project. We're going to create something new, explore the environment, and add things to it so it's not just a start page anymore. It's important not to stop here, even though it feels like you've already accomplished a lot. You have to click on File, New, and Create New Empty Project with Default Settings so that you don't just stop and never start again. I'm going to take a break in the video to show you what kinds of templates you can use in Construct 2 so that you don't have to start building a game right from scratch. It already has a lot of genres of games built right in that you can start to use. The way you access these templates is going to File, New, and scroll down past all the empty ones to start to see the templates. Platformer, top-down shooter, vertical space shooter. I'm going to start with Platformer. Check it out, it opens right in your internet browser locally. I'm using the arrow keys to move. I'm hitting the up button to jump. Ta-da! It has a tower defense game where you can click or touch the walls to toggle turrets. This demo combines both the pathfinding behavior and the turret behavior. Another flippin' flappin' Flappy Bird game! I am so bad at this game! Oh my god! This is called a flying along game. You have to click to rise up, and if you don't click, you fall down. Sort of like a helicopter game. It's harder than it looks. Physics catapult. Real-time strategy games. Thank you. And there you have it, a complete list of all the templates available in Construct 2, from infinite runners to vertical space shooters. If the game that you're thinking of building already falls into one of these genres, it's really nice to not have to start completely from scratch. Now let's get back to the IDE, or the Integrated Development Environment. That's what this whole window is. Take your time getting a feel for things and looking around. Here's an overview of everything that's going on in Construct 2. The Integrated Development Environment is composed of properties, layout, objects, projects and layers, a toolbar ribbon, a hierarchy, and a layout tab and an event sheet tab. Construct 2 is a very well-documented program, so there are tons of online tutorials that describe the basics and the fundamentals. In the top left-hand corner, we have some of the most used buttons, such as Save, Play, and Debug. The button in the toolbar ribbon that you'll probably make the most use of is the Run Layout button that looks like a play triangle. That's what opens up your game in the internet browser and lets you start playing. Skira.com also has loads of online tutorials that explain how to add objects and behaviors in Construct 2 in more detail than I have time to go into today. The goal of this video is to pass on technical knowledge and make games development easy for everyone. I hope that I've done a good job of demystifying Construct 2. If you have any requests for programs or wish to share tips and tricks of your own, hit me up on Twitter @SheBuildsGames. Thanks for watching, and keep on building.